Hello, and welcome to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue, and today I am showcasing another author. Her name is Haven Cage, and the book that I will be showcasing is called Craving, Love and Death. So, to start at the beginning, I was introduced to Haven Cage by my lovely friend, Kelson J. Now, Kelson suggested that I take a look at Haven's novels to see if they would fit my podcast theme. Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm definitely becoming a little bit more organic with my theme for this podcast, and I definitely want to be showcasing authors, but I'm kind of going to roll with it, and whatever happens, happens. Now, obviously, like I said, I'm going to continue showcasing authors, and I definitely want to continue the focus on erotic literature, of course. I wouldn't want to disappoint my many fans. All right, let's get back to business. So Haven's novel, Craving, Love and Death, was a fantastic read. Now, I will have to say that I was a little bit apprehensive at the beginning due to the size of this novel, about 245 pages. And typically for me, I like to give myself about a week to read, maybe some time to write, figure out what I'm going to read from the story, and then record my podcast and launch the episode. And if you just so happen to forget where you are right now, you are on Ryan Blue Reads to You, just in case. You know, we're beginning to forget what day it is due to this whole self-isolation. So just so you know, I got you. All right. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying that I'm incapable of reading a book that's more than 40 pages. But realistically for me, when it comes to erotic material, I have a little bit more experience reading shorter stories. I've always thought in the past that it was shorter stories that I enjoyed. So I don't know about you folks, but I like them short, I like them steamy and full of erotic imagery. I can keep my mind and possibly other things, wink, wink, occupied for hours. Now the joy of erotic literature that I feel is you can create these amazing imagery without being swayed by what you might see if you're, let's say, watching a porn. You know, they have their whole scenario, they have the people, you're looking at the people, you know what the people look like. Either you like what they look like or you don't like what they look like. But with literature, you get to kind of create the image based on the imagery that you're supplied by the author. So maybe hair color or gentle curves or whatever, toned abs, but you can create in your mind what turns you on. So now again, if you disagree with me and you're like, screw that, I'm not reading worth a shit. Well, you know what? That's fine. You can go back and enjoy your wonderful world of porn and that amazing dialogue of, oh yeah, and fuck. Peace. No judgment. Let's get to the juice, shall we? So the beginning of this book, it does set a tone of kind of a more dark, maybe even like a sinister feel. We're introduced to the main character, Viv, who comes across as this beautiful vixen full of dark secrets and a past that's full of flashbacks of a young girl and a loss of her innocence. Now, the first chapter, Viv lets us into this brief moment of her childhood horror by having a flashback or reliving a flashback of watching somebody drown for the first time. And based on what we're hearing, she was very, very young. In my mind, I had envisioned probably under the age of 10. And we begin to feel sorry for her until all of a sudden we're thrown back into this reality that she's just in the middle of killing a man right after having sex with him. And you're thinking, what the what? So that kind of threw me for a little bit of a loop, and it definitely intrigued my curiosity. So we find out that she has this hunger, this side of her that seems to almost take over, and once it has, there's just no turning back. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, now she must have this crazy strength because she kills this dude in a bathtub. So that says to me, okay, there must be more to this story because, well, first of all, I'm thinking, is this like a Black Widow book? Is this something like that? No. Viv has this desire to kill. So with that, I knew that this was going to be an amazing adventure, and I wanted to continue. So throughout this novel, we become more and more familiar with Viv and her upbringing. The tragedies that she endured, her father, the ultimate sacrifice made by her mother to ensure her safety, to ensure her freedom. Viv tried to hide her dark side. Now no one, not even her roommate Betty, knew the truth. But that all begins to change when she meets Dean. Who is this fella? And why is she so intrigued by him? What power does he possess over her? She had this ache to be with him, but was too afraid of her need to destroy her lovers that she tried so hard to walk away. She was trying to save him. So she thought, but in reality, he was the one saving her. Now, I'm not going to give away too much because this is definitely a book worth the read. We are taking on this journey of death, crime, power, and an unhinged sexual prowess. Why does Viv turn into this monster? Out to kill her victims and always after sex. Why can it not be controlled? And who is this Dean? What really happened to her mother? Viv has these incredible skills. Skills that you would think must have been taught or at least trained at a very young age. She is a lethal weapon. But why? What was she trained for? And what are the secrets that her mind just won't let her remember? All right, now the moment you've been waiting for. Of course, I'm going to read a portion from Haven Cage's book, Craving, Love and Death. So here we go. I took a step back, pinning myself against the closet door with nowhere to go, feeling very much like a trapped animal. I didn't want to hurt him, but God, how I wanted to bring him to his knees in pain and pleasure. My fingers tightened around clumps of rose-printed fabric. He stopped on the other side of the blankets. I looked up into his gorgeous eyes and bit the inside of my cheek, begging for my self-control to prevail. Dean coaxed the comforters from my hands, smirking at my unwillingness to give them up. He set them on the vanity next to him. Is it that bad being near me? He chuckled. I shook my head, holding my breath, afraid that if I spoke or moved too much, I would lose it. His lips parted, and he ducked his head. Warmth heated my already flushing skin. Inhaling sharply, I smelt the faint sweetness of whiskey on his breath. The need to steal the air from his lungs overcame me. I closed my eyes. Maybe if I didn't see him, I could pretend it wasn't happening. I could pretend I was dreaming and trick my incessant desire to cause my lover's pain into ignoring my yearning for Dean. The long, hard length of his body pressed into me, his hands unpinning the curls at the nape of my neck. He brushed his fingers through my hair, guiding it to lay in an auburn sash around my left shoulder. I released a strained moan when I felt the soft flick of his tongue lap between my lips. Once, twice, three times, he teased me, then plunged into my mouth, tasting me and beckoning me to accept his invitation to join him in a passionate kiss. Tilting my head back, I opened my mouth wider and stretched my tongue past his eager lips. We danced without moving our feet, giving and taking with languid, fever-inducing licks. I curled my fingers around the pleats of my skirt, hanging on for dear life. A slight tug on my hair pulled me away from his mouth, tipping my head back to expose my neck. I grunted, then smiled, enjoying the subtle challenge he was giving me. Dean groaned. He bent down and licked a slick, leisurely line from the center of my collarbones to the tip of my chin. He stared down into my eyes with a fierceness that told me he'd have me one way or another. His hands dragged down the length of my hair, following the strands over my shoulder and tucked into the front of my bodice between my breasts. My breath hitched as I was yanked forward. Dean whirled around me and ushered me towards my bed by the neckline of my dress. He walked behind me, his thighs forcing mine to move in quick steps until I was sandwiched between the mattress and him. I panted like I'd just climbed a mountain. With his fingers shoved in my cleavage, the fitted cotton around my torso felt as constricted as a corset. The rapid rise and fall of my breast grated my aching nipples against the inside of my dress, working the sensitive buds into tight points. With one quick yank of his arm, I was bent over the edge of the bed. My cheek, chest, and stomach fell flat against my perfectly peached duvet. Dean curved around me like a spoon, the heat of his hips burning me with an untamable fire that reached straight to my core. "I bet you feel as good as you taste." He ground his pelvis into my rear, his swollen cock nestling in the crease of my cheeks. I moaned, pushing back into his up and down nudges. Dean gathered up my rumpled hair out of my face and spread it atop the bed. He kissed my ear, then my cheek, with a tenderness that contrasted the absolute control he was asserting on my body. Dun, dun, dun. Now let me tell you, the passion that these two have in this novel is insatiable. And that is why I definitely say this is a read. This is a poolside read, for sure. Go on vacay. This is a vacay read, for sure. You want to be able to give yourself time to take your time and enjoy this book to its fullest. So hope you enjoyed my review today on Haven Cage's book titled Craving, Love and Death. I will be putting her Amazon information in the show notes. Other than that, you've been listening to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue. Sweet dreams.